can't keep facing this and facing this and there's a vest.
What is it?
The top.
A top?
Yep, and this is where this goes. And the jacket and it was the closest of the top. Oh, no. Okay, then break it. That's all.
You managed to do the entire recall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you try one more time? What'd you get that at?
Walmart.
A Walmart? For 8-year-old kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing? Maybe let's just do that one more time, okay? And then we'll kind of talk about different things, because we have not seen Helga since before Christmas.
I know.
Did you have fun in your vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Because it is super, super, super fun, but we'll concentrate on this, and then we won't have a chance to talk too much. So, what was your favorite thing about vacation? I already know this answer.
The Sears Tower.
The Sears Tower. Was it really, really high?
Yeah, we went to the top.
You did? Were you scared?
No.
No? You didn't tell me something about the elevator, though.
Yeah.
What were you feeling about with the elevator?
Because the elevator didn't open
right away. Can you tell you were stuck in there?
Yes.
Oh, but you weren't, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, dang. So we went to the top of the Sears Tower, and what can you do when you're at the top?
We can look at windows.
Look at the windows?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Do the houses look this tiny? You didn't see any houses? What did we see mostly out the windows?
Towers.
Other towers, right?
Mm-hmm. And
the towers were tiny. It's true. So, we went to the Sears Tower, and then what did you do with Jaden that you had a super fun time?
Sleeping downstairs in the pool.
Inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the rest of them were upstairs sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping downstairs in the
pool. But what was the problem kind of with Jaden in terms of sleeping?
She kept me up.
What was he doing?
Just hitting me with a pillow.
She was hitting me with a pillow. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. That is kind of
cute. Did you hit her back?
Is that?
Oh, she's asking if you hit her back.
No.
So that was a very, very fun part of our trip. And then, what were some of the presents you got for Christmas?
My girl's skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Two of those and two microscopes.
Well, you actually got one microscope and you got a couple of magnifying glasses, too.
No, I got two
microscopes. Did Grandpa Zenon bring you? Wasn't that a little microscope, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was a kind of different one. You're right, though, but you did get two of them. And then, what was the thing that you keep telling everybody was your very favorite gift?
Bye-bye!
What kind of bike is it?
A mountain bike.
A mountain bike. So we've had quite a bit of things going on. And then this Saturday, the one that just passed, there was something that was kind of fun that happened on this past Saturday. Remember someone came over who had never been to our house before?
Oh, yeah, Michaela.
Yeah, so where did Michaela go?
Okay.
Well, even with her daughter, she was at her house for like 3 hours.
Remember, what are some of the things that she did?
She did eat once in her house.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell her about the bubble story.
She got over her and she didn't bring extra clothes because she had to wear some of mine.
Some boy clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were playing bubbles and a pretty good amount of that bottle fell on her, didn't it?
And my dad fell on too.
That's right. That's very true. How about another thing you did on Saturday, I think, way after Michaela left, or maybe it was Sunday, you and Daddy went sledding. Talk about going sledding. That was super, super fun, right?
We stayed a long time.
We stayed a long time. And unfortunately, he got injured and he had to go to the hospital.
No!
No! You know, Helen doesn't even know the story about what happened to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
I feel a bump through my eye and I go to the hospital.
Oh.
And I got stitches.
Did that hurt?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get hurt? Where were you?
In the downtown park on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell and I fell and hit my eye.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Really sad. Remember Daddy carried you all the way home and then drove you to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing? Who was I watching too at the time?
James.
Mm-hmm. So I had to call Eileen and say, come get James! Please, please! Daddy had to go to the hospital.
You don't talk like that.
You don't think so, huh? Oh, I thought I did. Well, there is another thing I was thinking about that Helen would be very interested in hearing about, and that is this weekend.
Your fridge got broken.
Oh, you want to talk about that story instead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about the fridge. Which one was I going to tell you about? The one, it's actually this weekend that has not yet happened. It's next weekend. One night, what's going to happen? Well, let's see, I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with roaming. And something to do with sleeping.
I'm gonna sleep over at Roman's house.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very big boy thing to do.
Without my mommy and daddy there.
Mm-hmm.
Without them?
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be super fun. And then, so that's Sunday night, but Saturday night, what else is going to happen in terms of sleeping in Roman?
I'm going to sleep. He's going to sleep over at my house.
Mm-hmm. So he's first going to sleep at your house, and then the next night you're going to sleep at his house. And then the next night both of you are going to sleep in North Dakota.
No.
No. No. That'd be too funny, huh? Today was sort of interesting when it was time to pick you up from school. What was that? What was going on with that?
I forget.
Well, were you surprised to see any particular person outside your classroom door?
It was my daddy and he was the one who put this together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. His school got canceled today, right?
Yeah.
So then he came with me to pick you up from your school. So that was kind of interesting. Oh, so let's see now. How do you remember what else we've been doing? We've been doing so many things. We haven't been to the movies lately. But you did get a new movie at Christmas that you've been watching every day almost.
Quest for Camelot.
Quest for Camelot. Can you say what happens in that story?
There's this bad guy who wants to get an Excalibur, and there's two people go, golden form and Excalibur, and but at the end they get Benedict gets it, but then with the caper. It's a really, really end. Almost like the last part. He puts it back and he trades together two people, but they move and he gets it in the stone. And he can get a ring for all but all of
us. Yes, that's all right. Because he sticks this, he doesn't mean to, but the sword goes back into the stone, right? And he cannot get his arm out. And then he turns just into what? What do you think he turns into at the end?
Nothing.
It kind of disappears, sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or melts or something. I don't know. So, anyway, and then what happens to the man and the lady?
They get married.
They get married. And do you remember the other thing?
No.
They get to be knights at the round table.
They get to be knights at the round table.
And then the sword, does it stay in the big rock or stone?
No.
What happens to it?
Is that?
What happens to the big rock?
We don't see anything that happens to it.
What happens to the big sword that was in the rock? Excalibur. What happens to Excalibur?
The king pulls it out.
King pulls it out because he is the king. He's the only one who can take Excalibur out of the stone, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday was very interesting because we were going to go get a new book.
And today, there's a book about a skeleton of Julie B. Jones.
Yes, instead of getting a Julie B. Jones book, you got a new book about King Arthur because you've been very interested in that King Arthur stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me look at
it. Okay, oh, hold on. We'll look through it together. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Do you want to draw or do you want to play the game where we have the cash register?
Yeah, where you pay for the dinosaurs.
I need to pay for the dinosaurs. Well, you know what? I'm not sure there is any dinosaurs. Let's see.
Sure, we can find some.
How about if I have the store?
No.
No? How come?
I love to be the one who sells the stuff.
You can be the one who sells the stuff. She's searching. Oh my goodness, that's a pretty cool one.
Ooh, a scary one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm with you.
But it's the best one that tries to keep itself from getting eaten. It's this one.
He's just protecting himself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let me see his teeth.
We can't see his teeth.
Seems okay, I guess. All right.
It's supposed to be more dinosaurs, but you can't find
them. Yeah, but this is fine because I think I only want to buy one anyway.
No, you can buy. Oh, I want you to buy. Oh, if you buy one, all the rest
come free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about each one so I can decide which one.
Plant ear.
How about him?
Plant
ear. I'm not sure about him being a plant eater. I think he's a velociraptor. Not a plant eater.
But he eats plants all the time.
You think so? Look at his face. I don't know. Okay, well, let's see.
The bad one's head off.
He's trying to bite the bad one's head off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's the bad one?
None of them.
There's
another bad one there, but we can't find it. And he's looking for a bad one.
He's searching for all the mean dinosaurs. Okay, well, I want to buy, I think him.
But this one won't bite your head off.
You sure?
Yes.
You said he's going to bite other dinosaurs' heads off.
And you're not dinosaur anyways. Mm-hmm. He knows between people and dinosaurs.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. And he's riding in the snow.
Cool. So when you buy him, you get him free, right? Because he's on the back?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, how much is this dinosaur anyway?
$1.
$1?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your money. Oh, my goodness. Now, what kinds of things do these dinosaurs eat? All of it? Well, do they have certain favorites?
All of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how much does all this food cost?
Nothing.
Nothing? Really?
It's like $10.
$10 right there? Okay. Okay. $10. All right. Well, I admit I'm a little worried.
Nothing to worry about,
huh? I've never known anyone who had dinosaurs as pets.
Well, he told people watch over him in the middle of the night.
Oh, really? Don't the people need to live at their own house?
They're not real people.
Oh. Then how can they watch the dinosaurs?
They're pretending they're not real dinosaurs anyways.
Oh, so since the dinosaurs aren't real, then the people not being real doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I buy him?
Sure. It's a necklace.
Cool. All right. Well, great. Do you mind helping me take these things home? It seems kind of heavy with all these different items.
This is where I live. I thought that maybe they'd like to live underneath here. Then they can each have their own space. How's that sound? Ring. Hello?
What?
What? Are you supposed to say, hello, this is Matthew's Pet Shop.
This is Matthew's Pet Shop.
Oh, okay. Hi. You're the one who sold me all the dinosaurs, right?
Yep.
I'm having a little bit of trouble. You told me that this one, this mean one, would not eat my other dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is.
But then that he is.
He keeps chewing on the Brachiosaurus' neck.
Ah.
I'd like you to come back and get him, please. Okay, I think that we'll be fine now. I think we'll have a good coexistence now. Okay.
Now you stay there here for a day.
Did you put him in time out?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're now not to eat plant ears. He says yes.
He said he's not going to eat my dinosaurs anymore?
No.
Do you have something I can use to tie up his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Can I use this?
It doesn't tie that well.
Yeah.
It bends.
Alright, I think I did.
Yeah, have this thing?
Check.
She might have string, huh?
It's kind of a string.
Oh, great. We'll use that. Do you know what that's from, Manny?
Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's to help Harry Potter fly. I wanted to tell you I have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be going on a trip soon. I was wondering if you could come and babysit for the dinosaurs.
Can I bring the dinosaurs with?
What? No. I'm going to my mom's house and she's very afraid of dinosaurs. So I don't want to get them there anymore. Can't you just come back?
Mom, also, do you know the Harry Potter guys?
Harry Potter?
The Harry Potter guy that goes with us.
I'm scared if I saw it. See it.
Ooh.
I don't see the guy here.
Yeah, I don't know him. Martin just wore it as a necklace. What a beautiful necklace. See? Can Spider-Man go flying on it?
I have something that
must be lost.
What do you want to have, Annie? Something to what?
To hook it onto. There's nothing to hook it onto.
Each of those things mean?
Do they open up?
Yeah.
Do you want help?
The Harry Potter
game
with the swing
on.
But this one.
Yeah. Oh, she got it great. So, can that be to tie up my that meat eater's mouth? Or are you gonna do something else with it now?
I think you can bring it with all.
Yes, he is. I can bring it with to help my tie up my dinosaurs. Oh, you're talking about bringing my dinosaurs with me on my trip?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't.
Why are you living in the car?
Leave them in the car? What happens when people walk by? They'll be very scared.
Your grandma?
Yes, my grandma. Other people, just neighbors, people going to the grocery store and stuff, they would be screaming.
I guess the
Can we tie him up in the web?
Yeah, let's tie his mouth up in the web.
Maybe it'll be like this.
Maybe like, oh, I can't use my mouth. Ooh. Let's see that.
I didn't like it.
The back and there was foot. Oh, good idea. And
at the
top, there
was head.
Mm-hmm. Is
that
working pretty good? Put
this under your mouth.
You can just stick it in your mouth. Oh, good.
There's one
power
that
can
still bite.
There's one power
that
can still bite?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to fill up his mouth, huh?
With spider webs?
That looks good, doesn't it?
Actually, beautiful. But no, now he's safe. He won't be able to bother the brachiosaurus anymore. Good idea. So are you still going to watch him while I'm on my trip? No. Hey, I talked to you about going bowling, remember?
Yeah.
Remember last night I went bowling and I was thinking that you might want to go bowling too.
Let's go today.
It's only on Sundays. For kids. Cool.
I'm trying to do it. We've been to those ones too. I'll try to do it with big people too.
You want to try it with big people's what?
Bowling.
Like a bowling, yeah, because that's the thing. When on Sunday afternoons, they have little pins. Or I think the pins are the same, but they have lighter balls, because balls can be very heavy to throw, bowling balls. It's going to be fun, though, isn't it? You're going to see if you can get straight. Knock all all of them down, right?
Can we just this?
Well, this is going to be really loud.
Okay.
How about if we do it right at the end? Because you know how those are super loud? Yeah. So, at school today, I was wondering, how's Dawson been doing?
Not so good today. He just got yelled stuff today.
No. You heard about Dawson before,
yes.
Right? What did he do to get a yellow stick? Oh my goodness, did anyone else get one?
A couple people in that time. Dawson's still like one and here he got one over that time. But the thing is the other out, he still has one.
Who? Dawson?
Me? Yeah. And you can't get that one out because you need to try to get it out in one day.
But it was just too late, huh? You didn't have a chance to get the other one out? So you stuck with it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stuck with it.
I didn't notice. Did you get a sticker from Math Friend today?
No.
How come?
Okay.
Were you talking? So what's your name again?
Hey, but I don't... I don't really know what I'm doing.
Did anybody else get stickers?
Yeah.
Oh no, maybe tomorrow.
But, I got the yellow stick out. I got the yellow stick out for next year, because after I get the yellow stick all the way down, I couldn't do anything but lay down. So
Oh my goodness. Am I understanding this right? You got a yellow stick today for a little while?
Yeah, but I got it.
Why did you really get a yellow stick today?
I told you I didn't know. I was just mailing you. I wasn't doing anything.
You were just mailing?
Yeah. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't say anything. I was just listening to what Karen was saying.
Oh, I see. Okay, is this what happened? For nap time, like the rest of the day was fine, and then at nap time you got a yellow stick, and then it went okay, and she took the yellow stick out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really... No, I wasn't doing anything.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, we're going to have to try to think about how we can make sure it goes better. Do you know... I was very surprised. I did not know that you got a yellow stick today. Oh, no!
But not that early, right?
Not that early, because you got the yellow stick taken out, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you had the yellow stick still...
That early.
That early. What time did you have to go to bed if it's early?
I forget.
Maybe like 6?
There's
more light.
It's
only
a
number.
It's
6 to
8.
Right, because usually go to bed at 8. So, 7 o'clock, you miss all that entirely, right? If you went to bed at 6. Well, looks like we don't have to go to bed early, though. That's good news.
Yeah.
Because you got some stuff to do tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. What else?
Doing that.
Oh, and of course I'm doing that. Well, I thought you might want to play with your top tonight.
Yeah. All night.
All night?
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. We've been also writing thank you letters. Right?
Mm-hmm. If you put it in the wrong way like this,
mm-hmm.
It just doesn't go through. You need to do it like the other way. Like this.
I see. You know, I actually have never tried this. Can I see?
I said it. I'll hold it close to the ground, you pull the thing out.
Okay, we'll do it.
Then you do it really, really fast, as fast as you can.
Pull it up super fast?
Yeah, and I'll pull it back to the
Okay.
And I rip it out.
And
I grab this and I pull it out as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never did it before.
No, it's hard.
Have you ever seen one of these like this?
I haven't.
Okay. Is this fast? Is that right?
No, not quite fast enough.
Not completely fast enough, okay.
Almost as fast as you can pull it out, like
zoom. Oh, zoom? Okay, okay. You gonna put it back in again? Okay. I'll try again.
I'll show you how you do it.
Okay, where does it get stuck in?
Right here.
Okay, can I try? Is that right? Did I put it in upside down?
Oh, you put it in the wrong way. Oh. First, we're facing this way, not towards the. This. I'll put it in right. I'll show you how.